good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning, and I've got the brand mic turned on, and I asked Pastor Bill to join me for a real simple podcast. We'll be quick. It is March 30th, Sunday. Christian Post reports that there's a billboard in Ohio, Bill, that says Jesus is a Muslim. Yep. It's above a McDonald's. It's green and white. And it says, yes, we use the present tense. Jesus is a Muslim. And then it has kind of a triangle and says, ask a Muslim. So these guys in Warsaw, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, are doing a prayer vigil about this. Huh. And what's your reaction to that? Because I have mine, but I want to kind of get yours. We haven't talked about this before turning the mic on.
Well, I think it's all about normalizing Islam. And if you can, first of all, normalize Islam, you can do that by bringing some famous people into it. I've heard some Muslims in the past say that since Islam means surrender, then Moses was a Muslim, Abraham was a Muslim, Jesus was a Muslim. And so they're trying to make Islam something as minimal as a label that means surrender.
I thought, you know, my reaction to the prayer vigil idea was, what is there to pray about? Start teaching.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, the reason they're able to do this and the reason people will actually follow up and click on the website is because we are just ignorant beyond measure in America, Bill.
Right, they are. Yeah, we are people that don't study anything.
I mean, yeah. I feel like we need to call our podcast Combating Ignorance. You know, I mean, we're dealing with an apathetic ignorance that is just killing America.
Well, let's let's remember that Islam is huge in the prison system. And let's remember that there are particular groups of people that populate prisons, and a lot of them have a background of traditional Christianity. It involves a church, and often it is a Baptist church. You know, in the South, I do reserve duty, and it is hard to find a non-Christian, and many of the folks I deal with come from traditional, let me just go ahead and say it, traditional Black Baptist churches. And when you ask them about Jesus, yes, he is a big part of that religion framework. Take some of those unfortunate, those people that have been raised in single-parent homes, who have spent Christmas and Easter in those type of churches. And unfortunately, the crime rate is, as we know, a little bit inflated in those type of populations. And what can you say? Some of them go to prison. And there they are told that Jesus is a Muslim. Well, then that means that there's a connection between the religion that they had back when mom took them to church and the religion that they have in prison. And it makes them feel closer to maybe being on the outside. And if Jesus is a Muslim, okay. Good place to belong, especially among the Nation of Islam that is so prevalent in the prisons, which is not Islam at all. It's not monotheistic, but it has the label of Nation of Islam, and it is called the Black Religion in the prisons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me that this very campaign, this upset about this, calls into question the complete lack of teaching in Christian churches.
Yep. Yeah. It doesn't stop where I was speaking previously. You're exactly right. It's not just the lack of teaching in inner city churches or non-denominational churches or traditional Baptist churches. It's a lack of teaching in any case.
I mean, let's just do something like five people: Moses, Abraham, Jesus, Muhammad. Who came first?
Right.
And see what the answers are.
Right. Very few will say Muhammad came last.
Right.
Yeah.
Very few.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that many people think that Muhammad goes back to Abraham, that he has that kind of a depth,
right.
You know, and that's how they're able to get by with this, is that most people, I dare say, sitting in pews in churches in America this morning on this Sunday, confronted with who came first, Jesus or Muhammad, I dare say many would struggle with who came first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And based on that, you can run this little billboard right here and make it as. The other point I want to think about, Bill, what does this say about the legitimacy of Jesus?
In what regard?
Well, in the sense that they're trying to tag their religion to Jesus. I mean, what does this say about you? Got to do something with Jesus. You can't just ignore him.
That's true.
Well said. Right. Yeah. So what are we going to do with Jesus? You know, well, let's make him a Muslim. Let's make him black. Let's make him from Egypt. Let's make him what we need him to be for ourselves, because you can't just ignore him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And in their own writings, in the Quran, for example, and in the Hadith, their tradition, it says very clearly that they accept the teachings of the Prophet Jesus. They even believe that he was virgin born. They believe he did miracles. They believe that he was sinless. They don't believe he died. They believe he was taken immediately to Allah via what we would call an ascension, but they don't believe he died. But almost everything that we as Orthodox Christians would say that we believe about Jesus, almost in every case they would say they agree. And at the same time, they don't find the Gospels themselves to be legitimate or dependable.
Because the Gospels portray Jesus as the Son of God,
right,
who died for the sins of the whole world.
Right.
But since so many Christians, Bill, are utterly ignorant of what the true gospel is, if you were to ask them, what is atonement? How does one get saved? Since most churches that are listening to this podcast teach that you get saved by asking Jesus in your heart, there's no way in the world they would understand penal substitutionary atonement.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I had a Buddhist ask me the other day, not a Muslim, but a Buddhist, say, why do I have to not be a Buddhist to be a Christian? So if it's all about just taking another God, and we wouldn't say it that way, but if it's just adding a savior to your life, there's not much repentance towards God occurring. And you can be a Muslim and ask Jesus into your heart. You can be a Buddhist and ask Jesus into your heart.
But in Thessalonians, they turned from their idols.
That's
right. They turned. There was a forsaking of that and a following of Christ. But what the Muslim article is that they follow the teachings of Christ. Mm. See, so that's just a tiny little difference there. But we would say, no, we follow Christ.
Right, yeah. And to follow him is to follow his teachings.
Sure, yeah. But they want to make it just the teachings.
Yeah.
And we would say the person of Christ, the work of Christ, and therein lies the difference. I'm just surprised that in this article, that the pastors and the coaches and all that are involved in here, none of them make reference to teaching.
No.
That the problem is we're not teaching. I found it interesting that sometime this week, Monday, Tuesday, I don't know what night, Bill O'Reilly said to the millions that listened to him that it would do well for you to read Killing Jesus, because most people are utterly ignorant of who Jesus is. He's right.
Yeah.
An unsaved Catholic gets it right again and again concerning this apathetic ignorance. He said that if your kid grows up in public school and doesn't go to any religious institution on Sunday, I mean, talk about painting with a broad brush.
Sure.
He's ignorant of who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. And, right. And I would dare say that many kids in Sunday school don't know the difference between Muhammad and Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. How sad.
It is sad, yeah. And I can tell you, because of the little research I've done, that the Quran speaks very highly of the Christians in many parts of that book. And they say that they believe in the gospel, and they say that they believe in Jesus. And so you have a place to start when you talk about dialogue with Muslims. But when it comes to Christians, if we could just get them to know the gospel, there's a solid possibility that they're going to know when something sounds wrong.
Yeah, you got to know what real currency looks like to be able to identify the fake.
Yeah, you don't have to be an expert in every falsehood under the sun to be an expert in what it takes to be redeemed.
Right, but you clearly have to know when your Savior was born.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What time frame was he alive?
Sure.
Yeah, and who was in charge during that thing? What are the comparable entities that were in existence, so you know who comes before who with regard to stupidness like this? And then any Christian in this city just laughs at the ridiculousness of this.
Right. Yeah, because let's just look at the Muslim timetable. And I know we're not trying to do that in this podcast necessarily, but before Muhammad in 570 AD was born, they will gladly say that the Ishmaelites, the Arabs, were not monotheistic. So if you go pre-Muhammad, into Arabia, Mecca. They were polytheistic in every way. They had tribal deities, everything. And when you say that Jesus was Muslim, you are saying that Jesus himself was polytheistic in his view.
Which is to repudiate everything that the Old Testament would teach about a Jew.
Absolutely is. That pre-Muslim Arabs, Muslims will say, had many gods, and that was the whole reason Muhammad was brought on the scene.
To correct what was wrong.
Right. So if Jesus was a Muslim, and we know he lived 500 plus years before Muhammad, then that means that Jesus had many gods.
And truly, a Muslim is a follower of Muhammad.
They'll never say that.
No.
No. That's part of the Shahada, the confession, is that there is what one God and he has a prophet, Muhammad. But they name their kids after Muhammad, but they won't even show the personage of Muhammad in the movies about him. It's deemed as idolatry. Yeah.
And so it's difficult to imagine that Jesus is a follower of Muhammad.
Right.
Yeah, but in essence, whether they realize it or not, it's like saying a Christian is not a follower of Christ. No, that's exactly what we are, and we name that.
Right.
But that would make Muhammad more than what he is.
Sure.
He's got to be a prophet. We got to follow God, Allah. Essence, what they're doing is the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's our Sunday morning podcast. Thanks, Bill, for coming into the office. Sure. And you've got some other things that you've been uploading, some teaching about mm-hmm. this, haven't you? Tell us about how to get to that.
All right. If you go to Sermon Audio and you just go by speaker, I suppose would be the easiest thing to do if you don't have our church as your home church on Sermon Audio. But you just go to speaker and look up my last name, Sturm. And
now, how do you spell that? Because it's
It's hard. It's hard. It's five letters. Sturm. All right. And then you go and you can search by series. And the series is simply Islam. There are podcasts and class sessions with the senior Bible class here at Berean on Islam. I think there are 30 recordings in that series now.
Combating ignorance.
Yeah, just trying to learn a little bit and share what I've learned with some senior Bible class students.
All right, thanks for listening. Have a great Sunday.